Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, stranger?
I'm doing good. Just, you know, the husband's been sick, dealing with
yeah.
him, dealing with grandkids, dealing with my kids, you know, and working.
Yeah.
It's
never
been
a dull moment, huh?
Oh, never, never. Especially when my kids are consistently my oldest, mom. Whenever she starts off the message with mom or mommy, then
yeah.
I know,
oh,
okay, mom means it's going to cost me money. Mommy means it's going to cost me a lot of money. So I'm like, and my response is what?
What do
wow.
you need now?
And then I said, well, I mean, you're saying mom. And then she won't respond forever. And then I'm like, you know what? And then sadly to say, I guess I was having issues with my carrier and I wasn't getting all my messages. And I'm like, this kid was driving me crazy. Like, don't ask me mom. And then you don't respond to me. But it's my messages weren't coming through. I had to do a hard reset on my iPhone. It was just a mess. So, of course, I was getting upset with her because she wasn't responding. But at the end of the day, you know, it's always boiling down to I need help. Okay, what do you need, Cynthia?
Yeah,
I need to borrow money. Okay, so, you know, she needed to pay for the pictures for my granddaughter's spring photos.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay. So I sent her the money. I'll pay you on Friday, I promise, you know. And it's like, and it's not that I need the money, Ray, but I have to teach them responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're 30 years old. When you borrow money, you need to pay it back. It's called accountability and being responsible, right?
Yeah.
So I tell her, I am not an ATM, okay? This bank eventually will go bankrupt.
Yep, I'm in the process
and
of teaching my same stuff.
It's just, like, frustrating. So then she tells me this morning, Mom, I'm all wet. You know, and she's like, I need 10 more dollars. What is going on? What are you doing with your money? Like, mismanaging it? Like, I get it. Sometimes certain bills come up. You don't get paid until Friday, but come on. This is too much.
Yeah.
So it's just frustrating. But,
yeah,
you know,
so
here we are.
I know. Always our kids. My daughter's 16 and a half. And as soon as she turned 15, I made her get a job. And her mom was mad at me. Why are you making her get a job? I'm like, when are you going to want her to get a job when she's 18 and all she wants to do is party and hang out with her friends?
No way.
She's going to be driving here in a little bit. I'm not buying her a car. Are you buying her a car?
Yeah.
Said,
you know what? I'll tell you. I will tell you, Ray, my brother-in-law, you know, he's recently divorced, my husband's brother, and he, like, I don't know if it's because he feels bad, because of what the kids are going through, you know, and I get it. I get it. You know, a whole divorce and thing, like, it
mm-hmm.
sucks, right? However, what are you teaching them if all you're doing is handing everything over to them?
Yeah.
What are you teaching them? You're not teaching them anything. You're not teaching them that things are earned. We work for it. We don't just, you know, no one in this world is just going to hand over everything to you. You know, and so his son, he bought him, you know, an older truck, you know, so he can get around and stuff. But then now he's like, oh, well, you know, I want a BMW now. The kid just got out of high school. And you want a BMW? What is wrong with you? You know? So, needless to say, but his dad told him, like, listen, I'm not going to help you with that. You want to get a loan through the bank? That's fine. You need $4,000. You want to sell the truck I bought you? That's fine. But I'm not helping you with a dime. And I told my brother-in-law, let me ask you this. What happens when he doesn't have the car, you know, the money for the car note that month? Are you going to pick it up? He's like, no, I'm not. I said, well, you better make that clear, because what's going to happen is he's 18 years old. He just graduated high school. He's working at a job. And I mean, and even his job is on the line because he's lazy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, so he gets a BMW. Do you know why he wants a BMW? Because
so
it's faster. Because
yeah.
it's faster. Really?
Yeah.
Because it's faster.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? He's just, he's, He's wanting a BMW, not because, listen, it's a more reliable car. Or I go, does he realize the maintenance on that vehicle? Like, it's not going to be cheap. But, you know, we don't know anything. It's like I tell my kids, oh, I just have this gray hair for no reason. I know nothing.
Yeah. I haven't been a lot of laps around the block.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I wanted to call you. I see your website's up.
Okay, yeah. So
what happened?
I have no idea. Well, I called him and, you know, I told him, you know, I paid for this website.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, you're not using our service. I said, well, I'm not using your service, but I paid. That was part of the package that I bought, and it specifically said,
right,
website is yours.
Right.
So, but is there anything else that I am lacking getting done? Because I haven't heard a word from anybody. I don't know.
I know. I'm looking back. I'm seeing in the notes, like, I don't know. I know you've been requesting reviews from people, right?
Yes.
What is going on with that?
I've got a, there should be, you know, 12, 15, 17.
And I don't see any. I don't see any reviews. And I know you've been requesting them since way back.
Yeah, when I actually called the local Splash phone number a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She came on and said that a couple of the reviews were rejected. I don't know why.
You know what's funny? And I'll tell you something. So recently, I purchased a Ford Explorer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy told me, do you mind leaving us a Google review? You know, if you and your husband leave a review, I'm going to give you two full gas tanks. Okay. Aside from the first gas tank that we're doing you purchasing the vehicle.
Right.
I went on there that same night and I wrote up a 5-star review. I even posted a picture of us with the new standing in front of the new SUV. Right. And my husband also did a review on his own, two separate accounts. Right.
Uh-huh.
From two separate emails. Do you know that he messaged me and I said, hey, I'm coming for the second fill-up. And then he goes, okay, do you mind please leaving us a review on Google? And I'm like, Tony, I did. And I went to look and I'm all, what the heck? My review was gone. It was gone.
Yeah.
He's like, Google has been removing reviews, which I thought was kind of weird, right? But then all of a sudden, when I went back into it, my review was there. And my husband's had even disappeared for like about 12 hours, and then it appeared back up again. Let me reach out. Hold on. Yeah, because that's the only thing that's holding it back, because they want those 5 reviews, and I know that you've been working on it since then.
Yep. I had at least 15 people that I sent that link to, and they all said, yes, I'll take care.
Yeah. And I know that you and I even confirmed the link that was being sent, and it was the right link, because I remember we confirmed it. Let me do this. I'm going to.
I mean, we just had the past 2 Saturdays in a row.
Uh-huh.
Horrible windstorms. I mean, I'm seeing
really
popping up everywhere. And, you know, I'm not even getting deep out there after 2 damn near hurricanes.
I know. The weather, isn't it crazy right now? We're barely having sun right now. I mean, we've been having really bad rainstorms. And now it's affecting us in a way where now we're having nothing but a bunch of mudslides, potholes everywhere.
Wow.
Let me see. Let me see. Hopefully he's not on a call and he could see my chat right away.
Okay. Has been doing better now?
Yeah, yeah. You know what it is, right? Because I told you he does dialysis, right?
Uh-huh.
And so what it is that dialysis patients have their good days and bad days, right? There's days where he's hungry, but he can't even stomach the food, right? It just makes him sick. It makes his stomach turn, or he gets stomach cramps, like, you know, so he struggles with that, you know, and it's constant, like, it's like, okay, you need to eat more vegetables. Okay, well, now you need to watch these vegetables because they got too much potassium or too much phosphorus. Okay, but you need more of this for your iron. Okay, but now we got to be careful because you can't have too much iron because we don't want you, you know, producing a lot more blood because it's just like a catch-22 on everything. And he's just like, what do I eat? What do I eat? You know? I get it.
Does the doctor have a specified eating routine for that type of situation?
Yes. Yes, it's called a renal diet, but it's so limited. Like, they want you to have fiber, but then you can't have oatmeal. You can't, like, my husband literally takes like 8 pills in the morning and 10 pills at night.
Wow.
Because he's taking 3 different blood pressure pills. He's taking a pill for phosphorus, and that's not even counting the pills that he's taking. So he takes 2 different pills. 3 of them. He takes 2 of this one pill that is a blocker for the phosphorus, and he takes this other pill along with it while he's eating that acts like a magnet to the phosphorus, so his body isn't absorbing it, right? So my husband years ago had the gastric bypass. So what happens is when he's taking all those pills, it's as if it's a meal for him. You know what I mean? Because it's so many pills.
Wow.
Hold on really quick. 15 reviews from previous clients that he has done work for in the past that are not showing. Hold on. Can't.
Is there a way to go on, Home Advisor and pull those reviews over that I have?
I wish, but that's one thing. I mean, I wish we could, but we're not able to even grab those to transfer them. Google wouldn't even accept it if we did. Okay, Ray, he's going to call you right now. Ivan's going to call you right now.
Okay.
Okay, so be expecting this call. He should be calling you any minute. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.